Thank you, Lisa.
Hi, everyone. My name's Kate. I'm an alcoholic. I'm really excited to be here. I'm really nervous, too. I want to first start off by saying thank you to Brian for asking me. Welcome to all the newcomers, and congratulations to all the token takers. I'm going to share as much as I can in 10 minutes and tell you a little bit about what I was like and how it is now for me. So my sobriety date is October 16th, 2016. I started drinking first when I was 15. That's when I first had my first drink. My immediate thought when I grabbed that first drink, which I stole from my parents, which was a Sam Adams, was to down it. I immediately loved the effect that the alcohol produced. I thought the reason that people drank was to get drunk. That was it. I didn't learn until years later that this is not always the case, but for me it was. When I was in high school, I was more of a weekend partier, and then when I was picking colleges, I got into some really, really good schools. However, I didn't click with there. I wanted to go to the biggest party school there was. So I went to, at the time I was living outside of Boston, I went to high school there. I originally grew up in Great Britain, and I went to UMass in Amherst because it was party on. I worked hard and I played hard. I purposely did not have classes on Friday because my weekend started on Thursday and went on until Sunday. I look at my drinking in that stage as more, when I look through the big book, it's more in that heavy drinking stage. I was definitely a brownout drinker. I knew that when I drank hard alcohol that it was over, and I was a blackout drinker, so I avoided that. I was powerless over that. The day that I graduated from college, I moved out to San Diego in a U-Haul. I did not have a job, and I had a marketing degree, and I moved out, and I got a job right away at an advertising agency. Now, advertising agencies, you wine and dine the clients. It's all about working hard and playing hard, too. So, you know, there's Friday comes around. We're rolling out of there at noon. We don't come back from going to our lunch. We're continuing to drink. And I had a great time. And my life was manageable, and I was doing well, and I was being successful. Fast forward a couple of years, So my drinking progressed, as it's described in the big book. Some people, you know, I hear these stories here, and they're like, okay, I started drinking at 15, and it was, like, down from there. For me, what happened was I got pregnant, and I stopped drinking for 2 years while I was pregnant, and then the year afterwards. And my son is now 5 years old. And about a year into my sobriety, I'd been dealing with some postpartum depression. I mean, a year into my not drinking. I had no problem not drinking at this time. I was not craving alcohol. It was something like the big book says, if you have sufficient reason to stop, you can. And then when my son turned one, there were some things that happened in my household, and I started drinking, and my drinking progressed to there from there. I drank very, very heavily and alcoholically for about 2 years. My relationship with my husband had deteriorated. I was drinking. I was in a lot of pain from my marriage, and I was very, very lonely. I was a closet drinker. When I told my close family and friends that I was an alcoholic, they did not believe me, but they hadn't seen it. I was always one of those people that pre-partied. I would have a beer in the shower. You know, why not have two or three before I go out? And always afterwards. I would like to maintain a good level of buzz to go out. And then I always knew I always had to have something in my fridge for when I came back. When 2 years, 3 months ago, my husband went missing on an alcoholic binge. He was gone 3 days. I thought he was dead. I had a three-year-old. I was very, very scared. I was very, very hungover, and I was done. I was mentally, I was extremely depressed. I was extremely anxiety, filled with anxiety. So my husband went missing. I thought that was it. I called up my parents. I was a complete wreck. I couldn't find him. And at that time, I just took everything that resembled alcohol out of my house, meaning like my lovely pint glasses from Britain, and all my expensive wine glasses, and I put them on my front doorstep, and I put something on next door, and I was like, there's a bunch of stuff from Crate and Barrel here if anyone wants them. They were gone, and no joke, in like 10 minutes. Anyway, I got rid of all that stuff, and I thought, I am like, I can't live like this anymore. I had so much self-hate. I knew that this wasn't how I was supposed to live. I was miserable. I was lonely. I was at the point of numb, and I couldn't feel anything. During that time, and then 3 days later, my husband came back, and both of us stopped drinking. And I knew at that time that I could not do it alone, because I'd tried before. I tried and usually lasted like 2 or 3 days, and it was back to drinking again. So both of us did a program. I did a woman's outpatient program. I was supposed to be there 6 months. I stayed 9 months because I got so much out of it. I believe that program was a really, really good start for me, but it's not what kept me sober. I believe that AA kept me sober. Thank you. So when I went to the program, I was told I needed to get a sponsor and start working the steps. I also needed to go to 3 meetings a week. When I first walked into AA, and I'll tell you something, like it took me a good month of being in that program and being told by my counselor to go to an AA meeting. But when I first went to an AA meeting, and I looked up here and I saw the word God and I wanted to run a mile. I grew up in an agnostic household. And all my friends were very much anti-religious. And I confused that word God with religion, but it's not in AA. Our higher power can be whoever we want it to be. It can be nothing. It can be everything. After knowing this, that still didn't help enough because I was just hearing God, 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 God. And I was also, when I first went to AA, I was also listening and hearing the differences. Well, I didn't get a DUI. I didn't get a DUI because I sat at home and drank all by myself. What I did start to recognize, though, were the behaviors of what was done when people were drinking. I started really recognizing that. I came into AA with extreme amount of anger, extreme amount of resentment, extreme amount of blame towards my husband. And at that point, I knew I had to do something, but I wasn't willing to look at myself. So after about 3 months, I got a sponsor and things started to change for me in a really amazing way. I started working the steps. I was too scared to go up to someone and ask them to be my sponsor, so I went to a sponsorship rep, and I got paired with someone, and my sponsor is absolutely amazing. She has solid sobriety, and she's really shown me the way in AA, and I am so very thankful for her. I speak to my sponsor every day at 7 a.m. in the morning, and we work the steps. So a couple of things that she suggested that I do is to be of service, and also get numbers of 3 women every time I go to a meeting. I didn't do any of that. And also get a home group. So it took me a while, you know, like my sponsor's telling me these suggestions, and it took me a while to kind of catch on to it and understand. I mean, I didn't want to get... I was kind of scared to talk to people at that point. I got a home group, which I absolutely love, and I got a service commitment. My first service commitment was Timekeeper. Yeah, that's easy. But then, you know, I did a couple other things. I got involved in H&I, and I also do a couple other service commitments, too, as well as sponsor. And doing that really keeps me part of the group and part of feeling something. feeling together with people, and it helps keep my sobriety. When I remember people sharing, and they would say, I never felt part of anything. I always felt out of place. Well, I thought to myself, oh, no, it was fine for me. Like, I always felt part of it. And then a year into my sobriety, I was like, yeah, of course I felt that way, because I was drinking. And I was comfortable, and I was relaxed. So the behaviors. So I really identified with the behaviors. I was a very, very controlling person, and it was all based out of fear. Controlled everybody in my life, including trying to control myself. It did not work for me, and this is where the higher power comes into place. Letting it go, letting to God. I have to say that to myself daily, sometimes hourly, because I really, one of the character defects, that's one of my things, is control, trying to manage everybody. And it doesn't work for me. It really doesn't. It doesn't give me that peace and serenity. What does is trusting that a higher power will take care of me. And my higher power throughout my sobriety has changed. It started off being like the women in my group in my recovery home, because I could not grasp that concept of it being anything out of the ordinary. And it's changed throughout sobriety, and that's okay. There's a couple other things that confused me when I first came to AA, and one of them was spiritual awakening. What is that? And I'm like, have I had that? Have I done that? So what spiritual awakening is, to me, it's a change in your attitudes and beliefs and therefore your behaviors. For me, these spiritual awakenings have come in little spurts, and it is a result of doing these steps. If you're new, what I really, really recommend is to get a sponsor. And work the steps. In order to stay sober, I believe it's because I've kept myself in that circle and triangle of AA, which is the three legacy, which is service, unity, and recovery. I work the steps with others. I'm at service in everything that I do. I'm at service to my neighbors, to my friends, as well as being in service in AA. And unity, of being one with all of you guys, and loving you all unconditionally, and loving my sponsees, and my friends in here. But it's definitely like a work in progress. I absolutely love AA today. It's changed my life. I have a lot more peace within myself. I have a lot of self-love for myself, and that is a beautiful thing. So thank you for letting me share and listening to me.